out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Madtown, Monona, Wanakee, Nasomani, Stony. You know it. You
That's
love
right.
it. It is, of course, Second Date Update.
Yes, you know you all love Second Date Update. And we love hearing all the details and learning new things that are going on out here.
Yeah, believe us. We're kind of nosy. We like to expose you. And we thank you for coming on. So, yeah. Dean, my man, you're quite a trooper, let me tell you that. For a guy to come on our show and reveal a woman that he likes and she's not liking him back for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Kudos to you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
good
bravo.
Morning. Dean, how are you?
All right, thanks. I'm okay.
Okay. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, tell us about your date.
I'm calling about this girl, Janice. We met at the DMV. We were sitting there and both just waiting forever to get our numbers called.
Yeah.
And we started chatting. I talked about that I like dancing, or I want to take up dancing. I wanted to take some dancing lessons. I started, doing swing and salsa lessons at Fred Astaire.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's super good. Yeah.
I asked Janice if she wanted to join me for a date sometime, like something, casual, low pressure. I had a lesson come up that Friday, and she said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Janice got called up to the counter first and had to go. We exchanged our numbers, so I said I would set everything up.
Okay.
We get there, and we did our dancing lessons. It seemed like we had a great time. We even learned the cha-cha together. It seemed like she was having fun. I gave her a call the next day to say I had a good time and have not heard anything. I texted a couple times, but still no word.
Wow.
Huh.
Well, this is quite, I've never heard anybody meet someone at the DMV, so round of an applause to
you. Yes, that's right.
That's funny. Were you guys just standing in line, or were you, sitting, waiting for your ticket to be called? God, that's the worst.
I know.
Well, there's a couple seats left. That's how we ended up talking, because it was pretty crowded in there, but we ended up with two seats next to each other.
Ah, gotcha, my man.
Nice.
All right, so very good. So you did some phenomenal dancing. I love that you like to move. That's really fun when a guy enjoys dancing in itself. So is there anything, though, you thought was awkward, like conversation-wise between you two?
I don't think so. I mean, I didn't try for a kiss or anything. I just thought I would, we just did that little, casual date and then we'd see how it went from there.
Okay.
I mean, what a fun date on a dance lesson. I like that.
Yeah. So, how did this date end? Did she literally just leave you there at the dance studio, or did you say goodbye?
Well, we met there, and we both drove separately. So, we, like I said, it was a casual date. I didn't want any pressure with people picking people up or, dinners and goodnight kisses or anything like that. I just wanted to keep it very neutral.
PC. Okay, very good.
All right.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song, and when we get back, Dean, we're going to call Miss Janice and see why she hasn't gotten back to you. How long has it been since last time we spoke?
Going on a week.
Okay. That's horrible.
We'll figure this out hopefully next with a second date between these two lovers on Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Tracy, we got our boy Dean on the phone who met his lady at the DMV.
I love that.
Places.
Because, you're sitting there waiting for your number to be called. It feels like forever sometimes. So I guess they were sitting next to each other. They started talking. He mentioned that he takes dance lessons, salsa and swing. He asked her if she wanted to go, and they met there and seemed to have a great time. He's just not sure why he hasn't heard back.
It's kind of weird. All right, man, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Janice?
This is Janice.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
How are you?
I'm fine. Who is this?
Oh,
I'm glad
you asked that question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Not everybody knows our number.
I know,
let's be honest. All right, this is Chris and Tracy. We're calling from Chris of the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the.
Oh, my gosh. Bella. Yes.
Oh.
Oh. Hey, you guys.
She wants to dance with
Bella. She loves
us. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Did I win?
You did.
Oh, yeah, you won.
Ooh, you won some dance lessons, honey, with a very big hottie that you met at the DMV.
Mm.
Do you remember Dean?
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, gee.
Oh, my God.
What happened, girl?
Yeah, what happened?
He's been calling for you.
Oh, no.
You're cute.
Oh, gosh. I really, was looking forward to it. I really liked him when we were talking at the DMV. I did, and I was looking forward to going dancing because, I mean, that's what a great way to get to know somebody that isn't like a pressure situation, you know, it's just two people learning something, and I thought it was such a great idea, but I thought that he has a little bit of like, this is going to sound terrible. He has a little bit of like a funny walk.
You mean dance moves?
Oh, no, it was in the dance too. No, it was just like really, I'm like, he has a stick up his ass or something.
Really?
I don't know how else to describe it. It's just like, it just made me think, oh my God.
Ooh,
wow. So you know what? I get this because there are sometimes people that are out running and I'm like, I don't like the way that person runs. Like they look, they're flailing their arms. One will like move his hips back and forth. Like just run.
Oh my God.
No, was the walk funny and weird?
Was his walk that bad?
It just isn't
a stick. He just said a stick.
Yeah. Excuse for that. No. Mm-mm.
Well, interesting. Wow. I mean, have you ever seen someone do something? And you're like, I don't like the way you do that.
I'm sure people look at me and say, "Ooh, I don't like the way that girl." Whatever, and that's perfectly fine with me.
Some people don't like the way I talk. It's my voice. I can't help it.
That's right.
Well. But you know, everybody has this. So then you just don't like the way he walks. I would like to ask him how he walks because he is on the line, girl. You are on the second phone. Date update. Dean, tell us your swagger, my man. Yeah. Have you ever been called out for the way you walk?
Well, I'm aware I'm not a graceful or athletic person. You know, it's that's one of the reasons I'm taking dancing lessons. I'm trying to do better with that. Yeah. It all kind of comes from when I was a kid. I had back issues.
Oh no.
Wow. Oh,
well, this is a whole different thing. Like, he can't help. He has a medical condition.
Well, he can't.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Janice, you should feel terrible.
Oh, Janice.
Well, no, I know I do. It's not like a surprise. I mean, I'm aware. I'm self-aware, you know.
All right.
I'm an idiot.
No worries, dude. Listen.
No, please don't think that.
I just had somebody on.
I feel terrible.
I just had someone on social media making fun of my prosthetic eye. Like, dude, that's the way my eye moves. So you don't like it, you don't have to look at me.
Well, exactly.
You know? So obviously, Janice, this is his thing. Other than that, do you like everything else?
Right.
I mean, yes. I didn't want to be in a dance class. I feel terrible now, though. I feel really shallow.
It's not the first time I heard it, so
oh my gosh.
Yeah. All right, so here's the big question, Janice. Obviously we are calling to see if you would be interested in going on a second date, maybe with Dean.
I'm worried he wouldn't want to go on a second date with me.
Or maybe Dean, do you still want to?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. We'll just do something that won't involve any real physical activity, so it can be a little more.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I wouldn't cross that off your book.
So, no nightcap.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Come on, Dean.
Get yourself some of your hands.
Krista in the morning rush on 93.1 Jams.